Tefillah for Life, Shir 823, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Shlach, Sunday Parshas Chukas. We are explaining the concept of Erech HaPayim, and it is vital that we understand this concept. Like we said many times, Tefillah's Avodah Shebelev. It works our heart. It helps us understand the world. It helps us understand our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It enhances our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we do every time we daven, if we have kavanah. If we put our hearts and our minds to it, we are fulfilling Avodah Shebelev. We are purifying ourselves. We are making ourselves roy for the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how tefillah works. That's how every part of tefillah works, including Psukah D'Zimra. So Erech HaPayim is an exercise. It's an exercise for us to understand that even though the world seems to run on its own, and Chas V'Shalom, it can seem as if a Rasha is Tevlai. A Rasha has whatever he wants. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't punish him right away. And at Tzaddik, it can seem as if it's Raloi, as if he has negative experiences. But we have to realize there's a calculation for it. And we discussed this week one understanding of it. The Ribbono Shel Olam extends the punishment on Averis in order to enable us to do tshuva. And the Ribbono Shel Olam extends the schar of mitzvahs to enable us to get our full schar in Olam Haba. But there's another point that we have to understand. And that is, we get schar based on our free will, on our bechira. When we have free will, when we make the choice on our own, we get reward from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when we are compelled to do something, the reward is much, much less. If the Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't do Erech HaPayim, if every time a person did an Avera, he was struck down, and every time a person does a mitzvah, he would get immediate schar, there would be no Bechira anymore. This world would essentially be purposeless. We would never get reward for anything that we did. We would never become better people, because everything would be in the open. Like we see in this week's parasha, Klal Yisrael did an Avera, and they were punished. Because in the Midbar, things were much more in the open. The Nisyonos were much greater, but things were much more in the open. Now we live in a situation of Hester Panim. The Ribbono Shel Olam extends. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't punish right away and doesn't give reward right away. And even though it seems to us to be not fear, it's really for our benefit. Because the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't do everything right away enables us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from our free will and for no other reason. And that enhances our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we do mitzvahs, when we avoid averis, simply because the Ribbono Shel Olam said not to, and not because we see a punishment in front of our face or a schar in front of our face, then we get much more reward. Then we are much closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what we should keep in mind in Erech HaPayim. It's a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the world runs in such a way that we should be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam and perfect ourselves in a situation of Hester Panim.